Okay? Our past is a tool that we can use for ministry. It's a tool that we can learn from, that we don't do any mistakes or those mistakes again. Thomas Edison once said that he didn't discover the light bulb. Was something effective. He didn't discover the light bulb in 100 times, but he learned 100 times how not to make a light bulb, right? So when we fail and we make mistakes or we have successes, we need to take them into our queue of knowledge so that we can move forward. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope." God thinks about every one of us. Every one of you is thought about by God. Every one of you is thought in the present tense and the future tense of what God has for you. They're not things to destroy you, to hurt you, to make your life miserable. That's the enemy's job. And sometimes he does it a great job at it. Sometimes we open doors. Pastor Ray has been talking about footholds and strongholds, right? He's been talking about spiritual warfare. The past is the number one place that the enemy will swing at you. He will come at you in your past. He will try to bring those things up so that you go back to where you used to be rather than where he wants you. Okay? So if God has thoughts for you, that means he has plans for you. That means you have a value. That means that you are unique. Think about that. Think about being unique in God's eyes. Think about everybody here has a purpose and a call and a mission in life. It could be a mission and a call to raise children. Maybe it's just to sweep floors. Maybe it's to preach. Maybe it's just to preach. Maybe it's to deal with youth. Maybe it's to go talk in the streets and be an evangelist. Maybe it's just to pray. So often in our lives, we take our past, we filter all the stuff through what's gone on in our past, and we're like, I can't do that for God because, and we give excuses. God doesn't want excuses. God wants us to step forward, to step out, to step into what his call is. Because if he has plans for us, he has thoughts and he has plans, thoughts of peace and not evil, that means the things that are going on in your life that are disturbing and trials and tribulations, those are things that God has not put in your past, or in your path, I'm sorry, not your past, in your path. Those are things that the enemy is putting in your path to destroy you, to take you out, to make you ineffective, to make you doubt. Doubt is the enemy uses your past, and he uses the doubts of your past to hold you into a place where you don't feel that you can be effective. I've experienced that, guys. When God said you're going to be a pastor, I remember Jerry and I had the conversation. I think God wants me to be a pastor. Me? Why would he want me? Who am I that God would choose me to go do something for him? Who am I that God would sometimes give me words of knowledge to speak into people's life? Who am I? And the answer boils down to is, I am willing. Because if God does have plans for us, right? And those thoughts and those plans, and he has a future for us, that future involves doing his ministry, whatever it is. And there's no ministry that's any less than any other ministry. Everything is important. Okay? We have people in this church that do not want to stand up here because it would freak them out, it would scare them. But they love to serve, and they love to clean, or they love to just do kids' church, or whatever it is. We are a team here. We have to be a team, right? Scripture talks about being, we're one body, but there's many members. We all have a piece. We all have an aspect of ministry. We all have an aspect of caring for the body of Christ. Everybody raise your hand because you're the body of Christ. And it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. Everyone, age, sex, color, ethnicity, all it. None of that matters. Because in God's kingdom, we all have a purpose. In God's kingdom, we all have a peace. We need to step aside sometimes of ourselves, because in our minds, we are like, well, I'm the one that has to do that. I'm the one that has to do that. I'm the only one that can do that. There was an interesting time when I was doing some prayer for somebody, and I had a word of knowledge for them, and God says, no, I don't want you to give the word of knowledge. But God, you give me the word of knowledge. He said, I want you. So God and I have these conversations sometimes. And he goes, the word of knowledge is not for you to give, it's for you to confirm to somebody when they give it. So somebody gives the word of knowledge, and then I confirm what they said, and I was like, oh. Sometimes we get ahead of God, right? He has these plans, and we want to run in front of him. It's like getting hit by a bus. When we see God's future in our life, we can grow in the hope that we have for him. The hope, right? Do you guys have hope? Because most people do not. Most people have lost hope in our country, have lost hope in God. When it was interesting when we did that youth event on the 18th, 33% of the kids did not feel that God cared for them or loved them in any way. And I'm going to tell you the truth, there are some of you here today sitting like that as well. You don't believe that God cares for you. You don't believe that God has a promise for you. You don't believe that God has thoughts for you. You don't believe that God actually is who he is, or he is for everyone else but me. And that is a lie. God's thoughts for us are not thoughts of the things that we have done that have failed him, but rather the things that he can use in our life to minister to others. Yeah. Take everything that you've ever gone through, take every garbage that you've ever been to, and be willing to share that with other people that may need to know who Jesus is. And talk about how God got you through it. You want to see lives change around you, start talking out of your wounded areas. You want to see your life change, start talking out of your wounded areas. You want to see people's lives brighten up. You want to see people have a chance for hope. Start being real. Because I don't believe this church is that bad, but there are Christians out there that are very superficial. I love Jesus on Sunday, but I love the devil more on Monday. Okay? We can't be like that. Our walk with Christ has to be future-centered on the promises and the things that God has for us. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, Psalm 33:11 says, "The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations." God's plans. Wait a minute. God calculates and creates plans. He doesn't run in entropy where everything's all over the place. No. God has a plan, and whether we understand it or not, the plan sits there. The plan for you is going to cost you. It's going to cost emotional stress because you're going to have to let some things go. The plan God has for you is going to cost time, prayer time. The plan God has for you is going to cost finances, because sometimes you're going to have to help people financially, buy them a cup of coffee, buy them breakfast, whatever the case may be, okay? But there's going to be a financial cost. And the last cost is going to be your willingness. Are you willing to not go deer hunting on opening day of deer season in the afternoon so that you can preach at SUNY Cobeskill on Saturday? I'm willing, though. I'm picking on one of the college ministry folks. Yeah. Sometimes we have to be willing to do more for the things of God than we are for the things of us. All right? We all get stuck in that mode sometimes where we're tired, we're frustrated, I'm not going to do this for this person. You know, when you start texting at 2 o'clock in the morning and I would rather sleep, but they're in crisis mode, I'm texting them at 2 o'clock in the morning because they need it. They need somebody to come alongside of them. How about you? What is it that God's asked you to do, or people around here asked you to do? How can you help? And that's a question between you and God that I hope He will answer through the Spirit. Because the truth is, you do have a plan. God has a plan for you. So, our lives, as Scripture talks about us being at living sacrifice as well, to kind of reinforce what I was just saying, are you willing to sacrifice everything for Him? Time, money, skills. Some of us have some really good skill sets. All right? Some of us don't. Some of us have different skill sets. Okay? If you ask me to paint a picture, it's not going to be really good. I can barely draw stick figures without messing them up, okay? But I can rough build almost anything. All right. In our walk, this is a moment for you to do a check in your own life. Is there something in your life that is holding you to a place that prevents you from moving forward in Christ? And that's a question for you to answer to yourself. But that's my challenge for you. What is it in your life that is holding you back from full submission to God and full submission into moving into His will? Is it a lack of knowledge? Is it fear? Because that's one of the big things the enemy uses against us, is fear. What will people think of me? What will people think? I'm more concerned about what God thinks of me than what I am of people thinking about me. Thanks for the encouragement, Carrie. We have to be concerned about the things of God and what God has for us, right? Lamentations 3, 22 through 20, or 22 through 23. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because His compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. Every day, yes? Lamentations 3, 20. Every day you can change. Every day is a day that you can step forward and step out and move forward in Christ. Every day you can let the things of your past go and you can move forward to Christ. If Jesus is thinking about you in the future, why do we think about ourselves in the past? When God comes upon me sometimes as I'm speaking words of discernment, I don't speak words to destroy people. I speak words to set people free so that they can move forward in God. And in those moments when I speak, there's always pain, there's generally tears, there's hurt emotions, there's confusion. But as we walk through it with them and we mentor, we help them understand what's going on in their lives, they can be set free from the things that are holding them. Do you really, truly, ask yourself this question, do you really, truly want to be stuck where you are? You're here today because you think there's something better, right? At least I hope so. We don't have free coffee and donuts, so that's not it. The board, I support the board's buying coffee and donuts for the congregation. You think there's something better. Christianity is not just, hey, let's go to church on Sunday so we feel good. Christianity is an individual choice that we make. Christianity is about us allowing God to change us to be more like Him and less like us. We let our fears, we let our doubts, we let our pains, we let our past. Almost everything I mentioned comes from our past. Start praying and asking God what your future is. As we start praying, Jerry and I have been praying, Pastor Ray and I have been praying, Sid has been praying, we're not asking, hey, Lord, what are we going to do with the church? Or, hey, Lord, what's going on with church? The board as well. We're asking, Lord, where do you want to take us in the future with the church? Am I right? We're here now, but where will we be 6 months from now? Where do you want to be 6 months from now? And a lot of times it's not about us trying harder. It's about letting God in and the Holy Spirit in to change you. And so we need to allow Him. It's going to take time in prayer. It's going to take time surrendering and submitting and taking the garbage that's within you, letting God grab it and pull it out of you. And guess what? It's going to hurt. But the pain that you feel now, once it's gone and you have that peace, right? We have God's thoughts, now we have the peace. And now we can see our future in God, and we can live in that hope of what God has for us, the people around us, for our families. I say this all the time, but I'm really tired of watching people destroyed by the things of this world. I'm tired of seeing people destroyed by drugs. I'm tired of people seeing people's lives destroyed by sex. I'm tired of seeing people's lives destroyed by the internet, guys, because the internet is actually something that keeps you from communicating and keeps you from actually being with people. You want to get better in life? Find people to actually verbally speak with, because communication is 80% body language. 70 to 80% body language and 20% data transfer. And so when we're on Facebook, when we're on texting, we're Instagramming or whatever it is, we're just transferring data. We're not really transferring how we feel. You need to find someone that you can trust to open your heart to. That's the first thing. You need to find trustworthy people. The second thing you need to do is you need to believe God can do what He said He would do, that He is faithful, and that every day is a new day. Does that make sense? We need to believe God for all his promises and all the things that he does want to do with us. And we have to believe in ourselves. We have to believe that we can let God change who we are to become something different. Because like Paul says, oh, what a wretched man I am. I understand that now after walking with the Lord. I was a pretty wretched man. I'm not much better, but I'm a little bit better. Guys, read the Bible. You want to change your life, read the Bible. Get with people that care about you, that have a common goal, that have a common purpose, which is to grow in Christ. Submit yourself to God's will and God's plan, and submit yourself to God's word. And when we do these things, I promise you, 6 months to a year down the road, your life will be different. And you know you're going to do the right, you're doing the right thing when everything around you is in chaos, because the enemy's not going to like it. But that's when we need to push in, and we need to trust God, and we need to continue to move forward in him.